Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascón is dismissing about 60,000 marijuana-related convictions. They date from before California legalized adult recreational use in 2016. The move also allows for past cannabis convictions to be expunged, and the California legislature is requiring the state to search for convictions that are eligible for dismissal and clear people's records. District Attorney Gascón wants to see this effort expanded beyond California to other states that have also legalized marijuana. And George Gascón joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hello, Tony. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. First, let's talk about what kinds of crimes are included in the convictions that you've expunged.
They're all marijuana related. So they're possession for sale, transportation for sale. Basically, these are all legacy crimes before California voters approved Prop 64, which legalized the recreational use of marijuana. And not only are we, you know, expunging that record, but we're sealing the record too, because the other part is that often when people have a criminal record, even after the expungement process, often they still find themselves being punished by this prior history. And it impacts housing, it impacts education, employment, and many other activities.
How do you anticipate having these convictions expunged will impact the ability for people to move through and be a part of society?
I think this is really about righting wrongs in the past. But I think often people think that this is somehow, you know, being soft on crime, or you know, it really isn't. I mean, even from a public policy perspective, you want people to be fully able to engage in the community. That means getting employment, getting housing, participating in activities with their kids. Anything that prohibits people or precludes people from doing that not only impacts that individual, but it impacts the rest of us. You know, we do better when people are well-employed, well-housed, you know, well-integrated in our community. So even if you think that, you know, you did the crime, you got to pay the price. If you start thinking more broadly about the well-being of an entire community, you see that this is actually a much better approach to the work.
Well, as you said, for something that's now not a crime in California, having their records expunged will have a lasting impact on people's lives. But, you know, our country by and large holds on to this belief that serving time isn't really enough. Essentially, we punish people for the rest of their lives for the crimes that they commit because it's on a record that follows them through life. The argument here might be, though, that selling and using marijuana is a federal crime. And so why should this be expunged when, although, yes, states and municipalities have legalized marijuana, but federally, we're still talking about this being a crime.
The tide is turning very, very rapidly in this war on drugs, and especially the war on marijuana. And when you look at the origins of how this started, and California, unfortunately, was very much at the forefront. You look at the history behind not only the prohibition against marijuana, but, you know, moving it as a Schedule I drug under the federal law. And you can see a tremendous amount of racism that really motivated so much of this. You know, the conversations were very much targeting at the time, mostly people coming from Mexico that were coming into work in the fields and that were using marijuana for a variety of reasons. So we are trying to deal with the systemic racism that motivated many of these policies and laws. We're addressing it according to California law, and hopefully eventually we'll get the federal government to move on and join what is now the majority of the states.
Do you think that will also help in these efforts to get crimes dismissed? So many states now have legalized marijuana, as you mentioned, but dismissing these crimes are so uneven in many parts of the country. What are the ways you'd like to see this streamlined? What more can other states and municipalities do? What can they learn from what you all are doing in Los Angeles County?
Well, I think that, you know, legalizing the use of marijuana is the first step. But I think unless we address the damage and the harm that was caused by prior policies, we're not fully, you know, making people whole, right? For those states where, you know, their conduct is legalized today, but you still carry a criminal conviction, often a felony conviction in many cases from years ago, the fact that it's legal today is not going to make any difference for you as an individual trying to get employment, trying to get housing. You know, in California alone, there are probably somewhere around 700 different prohibitions that come with having a criminal record. A lot of people don't think about this stuff. You can't even get a barber's license. You cannot get a beautician's license. You cannot participate in after school activities with your kids if you have a felony conviction for, you know, a marijuana possession that is 20 or 30 years old. So there's just so many other things that will continue to harm you and harm not only the individual, but the family and entire communities. And unless we actually take it one step further and begin the process of erasing the mistakes of the past, we would not be making people whole yet.
That's Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon talking with us about the county's dismissal of about 60,000 marijuana convictions. Thank you so much for joining us in this conversation.
My pleasure, Tanya.